What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're talking with Mateus in Canada. Aloha. You had something else you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, just two things. One, I'm calling them the traitor media. I think that's a good name for them.
Yes.
And the final thing, right now lawmakers are like the same as a cancer growth because they can only make more laws. And what we need is to have a group of politicians that their only job is to remove laws, and they even get incentives, and they may even still have access to lobbyists, and they may still be corrupt and take bribes and stuff. But generally speaking, they're rated on successful on like how many old kind of out of date laws or laws based on like popular opinion they can remove, and that's
well,
the only way to have balance.
There's a problem with that. Some laws shouldn't be removed. Remember when they repealed Glass-Steagall and what a disaster that led to? And one of the reasons to have a multiplicity of laws is to hide from ordinary people just what's going on. People are always talking about, just how incredibly complex the tax code is or Obamacare. It's done intentionally so that ordinary people just can't wade through it all and find out what's really going on. It's a way for a government to pretend to be transparent while making it impossible to really see exactly what's going on.
Well, do you see any way of reducing the cancerous growth of laws?
Chemotherapy, maybe? You know, I mean, we're at the point right now where I don't think this government can be saved even if Trump does overcome the election fraud. I think we're too far gone. I think we are headed down to the same trash bin as the former Soviet government, and I don't think there's any way to stop it. My goal is to make it as bloodless as possible.
Yeah, it's hard to say what's going to happen.
Well, time will solve that mystery. I mean, who knows? We could have another asteroid hit the Earth and the cockroaches will take over. Anyway, Mateus, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and switch over to John in Barbados. John, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I want to cover two subjects today. One, the farcical, if you like, debate last night. I mean, from an observer, not a participator in this election, Donald Trump had a plethora of information with which to hit Hillary Clinton, and he didn't. However,
both participants were constrained by time limits. There was only so much time. It's not like they could just go on for half an hour. In fact, I think at one point Trump actually said that, you know, if there wasn't a time limit, he could just go on with all this stuff. But it's 2 minutes each, and they have to sort of work within that.
Yeah, I know, but still, you know, he could have hit her with these bullet points. But I was watching particularly Hillary Clinton. And she was constantly looking down at her podium.
Yep.
When she was, Donald was speaking, you could see she was almost shaking with anger. You could look on her face.
Yes.
And she was holding it back. You could see she had to look down and read what was on that podium. Otherwise, she would have exploded, I think.
I noticed that as well. When the debate started, she had this smirk on her face. A lot of people on Twitter were commenting about that. And then as the evening wore on and Hillary was not getting what Hillary wanted, you could see it on her face, the barely contained anger. She started to look like there was part of her who thought that it was beneath her dignity to even be there. Why should she bother? I'm stealing the election anyway. Let's give up all this pretense about debates and polls and everything. I'm the anointed empress, and you might as well get used to it.
Okay, yeah, but it really struck me that it took iron control to stop her just bursting out. But anyway, that's that over. But
or lots
me,
of Valium.
Yeah, well, for me, there was no clear winner. Both did, about the same, basically badly. Hillary completely reversed the numbers on her foundation. She said 95% went to charity, and the rest, you know, but actually it's reversed. Only 5% went to charity. The 95% was, you know, if you like, filched.
Yeah, but remember what those lawyers in Florida said. The attitude of the ruling class is it's okay for them to lie during political speeches, and you as a loyal American are not supposed to call them on it. You know, now basically, we're admiring the Empress's new clothes is what we're required to do.
Now I want to turn to the conflict in Syria.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing is, and particularly with some reporters that were embedded over there.
Okay, before you go any further, we got to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And we're taking phone calls and talking about, well, we're talking about whatever the caller wants to talk about. At the moment, it's Syria. So go ahead, John. Please continue.
Well, I've heard that this convoy that left Aleppo, eastern Aleppo, heading northwards, was actually not, with the windows blacked and everything so people couldn't look inside, was actually UK, US, Saudi special forces getting the hell out.
Would not surprise me one bit.
And what it looks like is these people have been embedded. Now, we know, according to some records, that a command center was hit with the same people, CIA, MI6, SAS, Special Forces, and 50 of them were killed. But what it seems to be happening is these people can see the writing on the wall, because when this Russian Northern Fleet arrives off that coast, we can see a massive, massive hit into Aleppo, East Aleppo. Everything will just open up, because I think Russia now wants to calm this down, crack it off, and then go back to normal, have their permanent base in Syria, and maybe looks like they're trying to get permanent bases in Egypt and in various other places.
That's an interesting development there. You know, every time the U.S. botches another foreign policy decision, it's driving our allies away. They're pivoting to Russia, or in the case of the Philippines, they're pivoting to China. These people do not know what they're doing in Washington, D.C. All they know how to do is take money away from you and give it to their friends. That's not a government.
Well, that is one of the major points that I agree with Donald Trump. Putin is outplaying Obama and Kerry. You know, is just
Putin's a
playing
chess player.
Them for fools. He's playing them for fools.
Putin is a chess player. I mean, the entire Russian culture is steeped in chess, and the American culture is all about the bluff, you know, poker or hearts or Wild West kind of thinking. And, you know, Putin is outthinking them. And he's got long years of experience in thinking how things actually work in the real world, rather than simply cheating and bluffing your way through. I mean, everyone's always talking about how nobody can actually identify any positive accomplishments that Hillary Clinton has done. We can't. The same could be said for Obama, or even Bush before him, and Clinton before that. These people have just been an absolute disaster for the United States of America. We've lost our manufacturing. The GMO experiment was a disaster. Our economy is hovering, you know, at the edge of a cliff. We can't even fly our own astronauts into space anymore. We can't even manufacture our own rocket engines anymore. This nation has been destroyed from within by this government that keeps stealing elections to keep themselves in power.
And one final point. Remember about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I told you that WikiLeaks would come forward with all this information. Mm-hmm. And it looked like they'd fallen down on the job when they had that anniversary celebration, and Alex Jones and what have you invested a lot of time and money on that.
Yeah, I felt bad for Alex on that one.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve that.
Now the boy's coming through, and we don't know what's happened to Mr. Assange, whether he's still in the embassy or where he is, but it's not going to stop the leaks. It's not going to stop the information coming through, and I think
No, it won't, because the information wasn't in the Ecuadorian embassy. And if anybody who thought that Assange had it all on his laptop in that embassy was just dreaming. You know, Assange has dead man switches set up. I'm sure he's got servers all over the world that are holding all this information. Cutting his cable was an absolute disaster. It's another botch up by a government that really doesn't think these things through. Maybe they're just all on these prescription antidepressants and they can't think anymore. But whatever it is, it's clearly not a functional government.
Well, I think that was probably John Kerry's biggest mistake, persuading the Ecuadorians or bribing them or threatening
them.
Well,
now Kerry is now saying he had nothing to do with it. The U.S. is denying they had anything to do with it at all. They're dumping the blame on Ecuador, saying that Ecuador took the decision upon themselves because Assange was interfering with the U.S. elections, which he's not doing. He is giving the American voters the information we need to have to make a good decision at the ballot box.
Well, now that the American government has officially denied it, we know it's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay then, Mike. I'll let you get on.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the call, John. We're going to switch over to Fran in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Yeah, you know, I know about the 1913 disaster at Christmas time and the Federal Reserve and the creature from Jekyll Island, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. Here's the question I have for you. I think I know the answer, but maybe you have a better answer. Would there be a national debt without the Federal Reserve?
I imagine that there would be some debt. You know, to get the government through difficult periods and wars. But the reason we have an out-of-control debt here in the United States and in Europe is because private central banks that are allowed
right.
to issue the public currency as loans at interest by design produce more debt than money with which to pay the debt to hold us all their debt slaves. If we were still on the economic system this nation had started with, there might be a debt, but it would be nowhere near what it is today. And Congress works with the Federal Reserve to keep us in debt. They'll make payments
yeah.
on the interest. They'll never make payments on the principal. If the Federal Reserve had been shut down during Vietnam, for example, and the American taxpayer had continued to pay the same amount of money on that debt, the debt would be retired now. It would be paid off completely. But instead, it's worse today because that's the scam. These owners of these private central banks have been playing this dirty trick on the human race for 300 years, and it is time for it to stop.
Yeah. Is there any hope that we could actually go back to the Constitution where the Treasury... Hello?
Well, yeah, there was a momentary... Yeah, that was... Well, there's a lot of people trying to play with our phone lines on video feed and hacking my server and everything. Yeah, I mean, we have had leaders who have had the courage to do that. Andrew Jackson shut down the Second Bank of the United States, at which point there was an assassination attempt on his life. Abraham Lincoln bypassed banker-issued interest-bearing currency with his greenbacks. Then he was killed. John F. Kennedy signed an executive order to start issuing value-based currency direct from the Treasury, Executive Order 11110. Then he was killed, and those U.S. notes were taken out of circulation. These bankers are very, very serious. They will kill anybody or make war on anybody who tries to break free from their debt slavery system. Okay?
Well, I'm hoping that some changes can be made to our country to take it back.
Well, they can be, and there's something you need to remember. During the French revolutions, long before the nobility and the king and queen went to those guillotines, the bankers went first. That's not a coincidence.
I think that's a great idea. Okay,
yes.
Honey, we'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yes, I've already designed a guillotine for the new revolution. It's got 13 holes, no waiting. All righty, let's see. So the phone lines are now clear. Let's get back and do some news stories here. Yesterday we were talking about this rather interesting situation where CNN was interviewing some people, and one of them started to mention WikiLeaks, at which point his feed went to color bars and tone. And the host spent the rest of the time talking to the Hillary Clinton supporter, and they called that news and fair and balanced. Apparently, CBS just pulled the exact same stunt. One of their video feed guests started explaining that Hillary Clinton did lie about the Clinton Foundation in terms of how much money they actually spent on charity. His feed got cut. The corporate media is the Ministry of Propaganda for the U.S. government. And you need to look at it that way. Okay, moving on here. Now, this is very telling. This is coming out of DaisyLuther.com. Apparently, somebody inside the Clinton Foundation leaked the results of a poll sponsored by the Clinton Foundation. It's been leaked anonymously. And their internal polls are showing Hillary Clinton is not only losing, she is losing badly. Now, remember, the thing about vote fraud, election fraud, it can swing an election result a few percentage points. But if you try and reverse a landslide, everybody's going to know that's what you did. And right now, the American people do not trust the corporate media. They do not trust the federal government. And they do not believe our elections are honest. If Hillary's people try and steal this election, it could provoke a crisis in this country. It could even be the beginning of the end. The U.S. government collapsing into the dustbin of history the way the former Soviet Union did. And I think that would be a really good thing to have happen. Now, the DNC and Hillary have started adopting a new tactic. They're trying to imply, not say, they're stopping short of saying, they're trying to imply that the WikiLeaks emails and the Project Veritas videos are somehow faked or altered or whatever. They're on very thin ice there because in the case of WikiLeaks, much of the documents being released have already been released before through other venues. Judicial Watch, for example, various Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, Trey Gowdy's investigations have brought a lot of this stuff to light. So it's very tricky for them to try and claim that they're being faked and it's all a conspiracy theory. One of the issues has to do with this Democratic operative, Aaron Black, who was caught on camera by Project Veritas. And they're trying to say, no, he wasn't really part of the Hillary campaign. He's not really part of the Democrats. Too bad. He's mentioned in one of the Podesta emails. Now, something else that's come out in WikiLeaks. Do you remember back during the Benghazi hearings? According to these emails, Senator Dianne Feinstein from California offered to help Hillary Clinton and be a surrogate for her during the Benghazi hearings. Very nice thing for Dianne Feinstein to do, until you remember she's the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee that was supposed to be investigating this. Now, as longtime listeners know, I have had it up to here with political correctness, and it's just getting bizarre. I mean, right now, we cannot take care of our wounded veterans, which, to me, that is a sin. But apparently, there's money for political correctness, and I'm not kidding you. This is a story that came out of military.com. This is not The Onion. At Fort Knox, Kentucky, as part of a sexual assault awareness program, the male ROTC cadets were ordered to wear high heels. And they look so cute. They clash with the green camo, but they're so cute. Little. I mean, these guys have to be saying, they're saying, I didn't sign up for this. This is just nuts. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joyn Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm looking at a Twitter feed from WikiLeaks. Now, we don't know that this is from Assange. It just says WikiLeaks. And it says simply, we have a surprise in store for Tim Kaine and Donna Brazile. Good. I think we would like to see that. Now, as you know, Jimmy Kimmel is pro-Hillary, anti-Trump on his show. Somebody just did a parody animated spoof that we put up on our website and posted to Facebook and LinkedIn and the rest of it. Now, last polls showed that only 6% of Americans trust what is on the corporate media. And all I can say about this 6% is they should not be allowed to operate heavy machinery. There's clearly a problem there. But the corporate media is paying a very heavy price because their readership, viewership is down, and inevitably it has hammered their ad revenues, which are based on how many people you are getting your program in front of. And as the audience numbers decline, the ad revenues are driven downward against a fixed overhead. Now, the corporate media has overcommitted for Hillary, and everybody knows they've done it. And if Donald Trump is able to overcome the election fraud next month, there are going to be some major changes in the media landscape of this country. Because the corporate media right now is being propped up financially by their owners in order to keep pushing the propaganda. And the corporate media has built its wealth and its position on this promise that it controls the minds of America, that they can sell you the next president, the next war, the next car, the next cell phone. And if Trump overcomes the election fraud and is elected president of this country, the corporate media will have lost the war for the minds of America. Everybody will know it. And their corporate owners are going to start putting those checkbooks away. And all those talking heads, all the prostitutes and the correspondents, even the hot girls in the skimpy outfits over there at Fox News, those million-dollar paychecks are going to start going away. And we're going to see media return to what it originally was in this country. Lots and lots and lots of small little media outlets preserving a diversity of opinion and point of view. Because believe it or not, when this country was a little bit more sane, there were actually laws that said no one individual, no one corporation can own too much of the media, because it was understood if media is under a monopoly, it's a propaganda machine. Now, during the first invasion of Iraq back in the 1990s, the U.S. government went out to the large media corporations and they said, we're going to make you a deal. You're going to embed your journalists with our military. You will report the war the way we want you to. And in exchange, we will rescind all those laws that limit how much media you can own. And the corporate media said, oh, yeah, great. And they went along with it. They spun Operation Desert Stomp the way the government wanted it spun. And then they were able to start buying up, gobbling up all the small independent, and by independent, I don't mean us independent, but the small little mom and pop newspapers, town newspapers, radio stations, and so forth. That was the heyday of Clear Channel that was literally buying up every single radio station in the country. And now they're in financial trouble as well. But we need to go back to a nation in which the media is diffused across the land to preserve a diversity of opinion so that we get all points of view before we make a decision. And we really need to do that. So we're going to see some major changes there. And I'm opposed to a single giant monopolistic media empire, as much as I'd like a million-dollar paycheck myself, for the same reason I'm opposed to global government. It always seems to produce tremendous evil. And we need to get away from that. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Dennis in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello?
Good to hear you.
Okay.
When this whole election cycle is done with, which I think we're only hitting the tip of the iceberg now, maybe we'll be able to talk about Heathkit and Hallicrafters and, you know, all these different beautiful old electronic things that people used to actually build here. Maybe it'll reopen something like that. But what I wanted to address with you was conspiracy theories defined. Yeah, because all I heard after the was conspiracy theories. And Trump is talking about voter fraud and conspiracy theories, and even Hillary, I think, maybe mentioned it. And they put this tag on. But I want people to just consider this. And this is not my original thought. This is something I got from somebody else. When you want to consider a conspiracy theory, let's go all the way back to the JFK assassination
and the very first conspiracy theory that was accepted as fact, and that was the magic bullet that was found on Kennedy's stretcher, and that was the bullet that did all the damage and killed him and wounded Connally. That was accepted as fact, never called conspiracy theory, yet everything past that, okay, which we know is a big BS story now, is called a conspiracy theory and is marginalized.
Well, I remember, you know, one of the issues with the magic bullet was that X-rays showed that the mass of remaining bullet fragments in Governor Connally's leg exceeded the missing mass from the magic bullet. And when he died, there was a brief suggestion that the remains of the bullet be removed for comparison. That idea went away. But it's kind of interesting you would point to JFK, because the phrase conspiracy theory was invented in the aftermath of the Kennedy assassination as a dismissive. It's a conspiracy theory. And the idea was to condition people when they heard that phrase, conspiracy theory, to say, oh, well, I don't need to pay attention to this. It's a conspiracy theory. And yet, if you look at how many so-called conspiracy theories have turned out to be fact, you understand the phrase conspiracy theory is a propaganda tool to try and get you to not pay attention to what's going on. Now, obviously, conspiracies exist. There's even a law against conspiracy. And all a conspiracy is when two or more people agree to do something that's illegal. And remember, the House Select Committee on Assassinations did conclude there was at least one other shooter in Dealey Plaza. That, by the legal definition, means there was a conspiracy to kill President John F. Kennedy. But the phrase conspiracy theory is used to dismiss things and convince people not to take a look. Hillary used it last night, dismissing the Project Veritas videos as a conspiracy theory. They're not a conspiracy theory. They're videos of known Democratic operatives plotting to disrupt Donald Trump's rallies. It's a violation of U.S. election law. It is a tactic copied from Hitler's brown shirts. And Newt Gingrich is right. Why isn't the FBI investigating this?
Well, you know, you've enlightened me, because I never thought conspiracy theory, the term, went back that far. My earliest recollection was when W was on TV after the World Trade Center and telling everybody not to pay attention to strange conspiracy theories and all of that. That is my earliest recollection of that phrase, you know.
It's been a term of craft ever since JFK and conspiracy theory. The definition of a conspiracy theory is anything the government doesn't want you looking at too closely.
Have you heard anything? Now, something. I was in Jersey when I called you a couple of days ago, and I was told down there that there's a rumor circulating that Clinton's doctor who treated her brain injury had died. And I looked on it. It was on some very it was on a Pravda website, but a totally different story. Not anything to do with the plane crash that she was in, where they pulled her unconscious from the wreckage, and when she was and they spirited her out. She took that turn and went into Iran. That's where it crashed. But they were trying to say that this fella treated her in her home, and he's dead. And I try to explain to people, there's so many stories that go out there that they do this to muddy up the waters and to cast doubt on anybody that's talking about anything that's not in the mainstream media. You know?
Well, I've been looking at the story. The story is that Hillary was having a medical issue. They wanted to take her to a regular official hospital. She absolutely refused. She wanted to be treated in this private clinic that was being run by, I'm having to reach back on this, basically somebody who's a connected friend, son or nephew or something of one of her cronies. And this doctor treated her and then supposedly committed suicide later on. I have not had time to really look into the case yet, so I haven't put him on the dead bodies list, but I am aware of that story. And somewhere down the road in my copious free time, I'll be looking into this a little bit more closely.
What do you think? Do you think that her brain injury or tumor, etc., was a result of a fall like they claimed in Chappaqua. I noticed that you keep calling it Chappaqua.
Okay.
But Chappaqua.
Chappaqua.
Or was it,
I stand corrected.
Iran, when she took that, you know, that detour on her plane and they went there to drop off the cash.
Could be either one, but I think, you know, a tumor is generally something that can arise from a multiplicity of sources, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a physical trauma. I think of more concern when you hear about all the blood clots and everything going on is you look at the way her eyes have difficulty focusing in the distance. She has to wear that special prism in her eyeglasses. Is that she may have suffered a minor stroke of the brain stem. That would be resulting in those symptoms. Other doctors are convinced that she's suffering from late-stage Parkinson's. Somebody was writing in saying that during last night's debate, there were a couple of moments where Hillary did seem to be kind of weaving behind that podium. And it is a question, especially now that some of these emails have come on out showing how the Clinton campaign was coordinating with the corporate media to sell the idea that her health is in perfect shape. And obviously, if she really was healthy, there wouldn't be a need for the Clinton campaign to be working with the corporate media to say she's healthy.
Well, I was focused more on watching her left eye, which on the previous debate when she got into Hillary won, it kind of went crazy, and his doctor actually has a website with video that he's gone into her medical condition, yeah. And actually has shown how NBC had doctored up the tape to straighten out her eye. But you know, that left eye keeps going.
It was
up,
a botched up job. Yeah.
Left eye, you know.
Now, do you remember a couple of months ago there was this very large, impressive-looking black gentleman who was seen escorting Hillary around. He appeared to have some kind of a medical injector with him, very
right.
Clearly not Secret Service. There was that one moment where Hillary was speaking and there was a ruckus in the audience and she just froze, and this guy leaps up on the stage and says, you're okay, keep talking. Mm-hmm. And then he went away. Apparently he was spotted near the Hillary group last night in Las Vegas, so he's back on the scene.
Well, I just want to let a lot of the people out there know this also. I the people I run into, and a lot of them are seniors, retired people, that they're not really convinced on Trump. They're not really, they don't like Hillary. And I try to take your advice and be gentle and just point out to them that you really don't want Hillary, but if you, because if you don't vote for Trump, you're going to get Hillary, and try to run along those lines and point out all the stuff that goes back to Iran-Contra, MENA Airport, and the Clinton-Bush narcocracy.
You're already going way too far. You're going way too far. I'll tell you how to deal with these people. First of all, you tell them it isn't a question of whether you want to vote for Donald Trump or not. Look at all the reasons you have to vote against Hillary Clinton, and then just show them the articles where Hillary is talking about no-fly zones over Syria, war with Iran, war with Russia, and just ask these people, do you want a nuclear war? Do you want to actually experience up close and personal a mushroom cloud? If you don't, you have to vote against Hillary Clinton, and the only option against Hillary Clinton is Donald Trump.
I think I'll use that approach from now on. Thank you, Michael. You have a good day now.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yes, always keep these things simple. Just give them one idea at a time. Going to switch over to Alex in San Antonio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Huh?
Are you there?
Yes.
Well, hello there. Wrong line. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, whoever it was, it sounded cute. Alex in San Antonio? Alex, are you there? I'm not hearing Alex.
Hello?
Are you there? Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Okay. Well, we seem to be having some difficulty with our little switchboard today. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I was just calling because I had a question regarding the debates last night, and that little cute person was my daughter.
Okay. Well, she sounds adorable.
Yeah. Thank you. We watched the show together all the time, and she, you know, I told her I was going to call you today, and she was like, "Daddy, Daddy, let's call Michael." So,
what's her name?
Anyway, her name is Ellie.
Ellie, how are you? Aloha, Ellie.
fine.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, we watch your show. We watched your show ever since she was born. So she's a fan, a lifetime fan. Okay. She's four. She's going to be five. So she's definitely been listening to you since she was born. But
it's going to take years of therapy to get her over that, I'm afraid.
Well, believe it or not, I got to be honest with you, Mike. It's because of you and the independent media that my daughter enjoys perfect health. She's 100% unvaccinated, highly organic food-only child. And yeah. I got to be honest with you, if it wasn't because of the advice and the things that I've learned through you, through your sources, and through everybody you've had on the program over the years, I don't think my daughter would be enjoying this great benefit that it is never to have experienced and never have been sick ever before in her life. And I got to be honest with you.
I am so glad.
It's a huge blessing. But the reason for my phone call today was I wanted to ask you, yesterday during the debates, the gentleman just kind of touched on it with what you were saying just now, how Hillary didn't seem like she was there. She seemed, you know, I guess at one point you had mentioned it, that she seemed almost stoned, you know, where like, is that the reason why Donald Trump was preemptively asking for a drug test because he knew that.
Yeah, it was because again, there's this big open question of Hillary's actual health condition. We know that the corporate media reports that she is perfectly healthy are a contrived piece of propaganda coordinated with the Clinton campaign, and it's a legitimate question to ask. If the person that we're supposed to trust with the keys to the nuclear weapons has, you know, a perfectly functioning brain. Now, again, if Hillary was dealing with polio like Roosevelt or a back injury like John F. Kennedy, it really wouldn't be an issue because the job of the president is to make decisions. And as long as the brain is working, that's fine. Now, I think that they kind of strayed during Reagan's second term when he started suffering Alzheimer's. And I think they should have 25th amended him right there. But in the case of Hillary, the questions about her mental her health center primarily on her brain, Parkinson's disease, possible stroke, possible tumor. And this is not somebody that we should even consider allowing to be the president of the United States of America. Because if you read about late-stage Parkinson's, she's capable of having hallucinations. She could look out the window, think Russia's attacking, and turn the keys on the missile. This is a very dangerous situation.
No, I definitely concur with you on that. It was very suspicious the way she looked at certain times during the debate, and it was almost kind of as if there was a filter almost on the television where like they kind of noticed like there were certain signals or signs or colors that changed and all of a sudden she looked again like almost as if you were refreshing an AutoCAD drawing where all of a sudden you know you refine
I don't think it went that far, but I'll tell you one thing that I noticed is that Hillary was lit very well, very soft diffuse light. And they put a very hard light on Donald Trump. They put this really high kicker to really bring out the lines on his face and make him look sinister. And so they even with the stage lighting, they're trying to throw this thing to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, no, my wife actually mentioned that. She was like, why does he look mean? He looks mean. Like, you know, we have one of those bigger TVs, and she was like, I don't know, I guess the lighting, they're trying to mess with it. She's worked in media before, so she kind of knows, like, there's tricks, you know? And so she was mentioning that. But then thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your time, and I just wanted to leave you with one thing. Mommy, who's Hillary Clinton?
The wicked rich egg.
She's a doll. You got to be so proud of her. And thank you for calling. And aloha. And happy next birthday or whatever. Okay. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And we're coming up toward the end of the show. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, John. Good day, Michael. That last caller was great.
Oh, I loved it. I have a soft spot for kids. Children and puppy dogs, and I'm happy.
That was great. That was great, Michael. What I do want to say is this. I saw the Drudge Report, and I was listening to the debate last night. I know with Hannity had Obama's brother on there, but also was very interesting to me is Bill Clinton's illegitimate son, Danny Williams Clinton, was in Vegas last night, and he hired two lawyers, according to Drudge. And I'm just wondering, Michael, what would happen if 20% of the Afro-American vote went to Donald Trump? Would he win the election with 20%? And if that's the case, Maury Povich supposedly is trying to get Danny Williams, I think, Clinton, on his show to get Bill, but they're not going to do it until after the election. That's what I heard today.
At some point, there does need to be a DNA test that's done honestly, and but you know we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, listen, Tom, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got two more calls to get through before the end of the show. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today. We got two calls to get through here. Steve in Virginia, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much. I was just wondering what would be your advice to Trump at this point, you know, between now and the election, as to statements or, let's say, ads or with his rallies. What do you think he should focus on?
Well, I think he should keep doing what he's doing because it's working, but it's up to us in the independent media and ordinary Americans to basically go to work on his behalf, because nobody can sit this one out. Nobody can stay uninvolved. We're literally, you know, looking at the possibility of a nuclear war if Hillary steals this election, and we're going to have to all stand up and do whatever it takes to keep Hillary from that White House and get Donald Trump in. I had somebody wrote into me earlier today saying it's not enough to be wearing red on election day. We should all start wearing red now, every single day between now and the election, so that everybody knows how many Trump supporters there are out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your opinion.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over. Oh, we lost Jane. Jane was calling in apparently about the Solites. Okay, we're going to close the phone lines here. I got a couple more stories to cover. RINF.com is quoting a Quinnipiac University poll. The majority of U.S. voters believe the corporate media is biased against Donald Trump. They've made it very, very obvious. It's kind of hard to miss that. Apparently, there's a complaint that's been filed with the Federal Election Commission over the violation of campaign finance laws by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee. The complaint comes as undercover videos from Project Veritas show both the campaign and the Democratic National Committee involved in ripping up voter registrations and unethical campaigning. It goes on and on and on. Let's see. Apparently, more pay-for-play has come on out involving Morocco and a $12 billion fee to get a meeting with Hillary Clinton. Now, do you remember a few years ago, Algeria was on the terror watch list? Ever figure out how they got off? They made a donation to the Clinton Foundation. Do you realize that Muammar Gaddafi would still be alive today if he donated to the Clinton Foundation? All right, we're going to take a real quick phone call, and this is Ed in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike, can you hear me? This is a new phone, so...
I can hear you just fine. We're having technical problems on this end where I don't hear the phone calls for the first few seconds, but go ahead.
Okay, I thought he destroyed her last night. She was... I don't know if people noticed. She acted like she was about to cry afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, she started out with that self-assured smirk, and it just went downhill from there, and, you know, it was sort of bopping around between barely restrained anger and almost this disgust that I even have to go through with this charade. All right, Ed, got to let you go. There's the music. Time for me to say goodbye. I got to go do an interview with Jim Goddard up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Unfortunately, the Lady Claire will not be joining us. Scheduling conflict, you know how these things are going to happen. So, remember, you are all part of the independent media. Take everything you learn here on the radio show and the website. Share it everywhere that you can. We're in a fight for the future, not just of the United States, but of the entire planet. Have a good afternoon. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.